Okay, so my original idea, and you should be able to also just listen to me without a source sheet. Hopefully, I'll be going through everything. My original idea tonight, I'm going to be davening Musaf at the Kilati. My original idea tonight had been, as part of my own preparation for davening, was to go through a few sections of davening and try to understand together. I started with Ochila La'el, and then I found enough stuff here that will take more than the time that we have, and I think that hopefully we can talk about how what this prayer means, and I believe that in understanding it, we can all come to a better place in preparation for the prayers on Rosh Hashanah and for prayer in general. When I was up until a few years ago, all I knew about the prayer was that it had a distinctive nigun that I never remember. I forgot. Right? And that was, you know, it was. I remember it being sung every year, and I really thought what it meant. You know, as I tried to understand things more, you read into it. It seems like it's a general way of you're asking Hashem for permission to pray. It happens in the Chazarat Hashlech Tzibur of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, it happens right before the most important section of the Chazarat Hashatz, which is Malchuyot, followed by Zichronot, followed by Shofron, where we talk about the 10 psukim of each different theme, and we have the main shofar blowing of the day, arguably the most important section of the davening of, maybe the most important davening of the year. And it's said by the Shlech Tzibur. I won't read the Hebrew Rebbe right now. Hopefully, maybe at the end, if we have time, we can sing it together. Rabbi, Chief Rabbi, Lord Jonathan Sachs. Emeritus. in his translation, he has a very good translation. I'll read out loud here. Ochila la'el achalei panav, I shall await the Lord, I shall entreat his favor. Eshala mimenu ma'ale lashon. I shall ask him to grant my tongue eloquence. Asher bikal am ashira uzo, in the midst of the congregated nation I shall sing his strength. Abir in anot be'ad mifalav, I shall burst out in joyous melodies for his works. Ve'adam marchi lev, u'me'adonai ma'ane lashon. The thought in man's heart are his to arrange, but the tongue's eloquence comes from the Lord. Hashem tzvatai kiftach ufi agid tilatecha. O Lord, open my lips so that my mouth may declare your praise. A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful series of thoughts. And it actually has been in the liturgy for a very long time. Rambam lists it in Hilchot Tefillah. He actually goes, Rambam gives his siddur of the things that he davened, and it was included in his listing of what he would say on Rosh Hashanah. It's also mentioned by the Ritva. It's mentioned in the Torah. It's mentioned in other Rishonim. So it's something that goes back a long time. It's an important part of the davening. The Abudraham, in source Gimel, Abudraham is Rabbi David Abudraham, a Rishon who lived in the middle of the 14th century in Spain, thought to be a Talmid of Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Asher, otherwise known as the Baal Turin, the author of the Tur. So he is known for his commentaries on Tefillah. And on Ochila La'el, so he has a commentary on it. And the commentary consists of taking different fragments from this prayer and saying the psukim that every little fragment is derived from. And for most of the rest of the year, I'd like to go through the Abudraham's breakdown of which of the psukim that are the basis of this prayer, and then try to learn from that into more about what this prayer is about. And for many of these things, you know, there's words like She'ilah, Rinana, there's tens or hundreds of psukim you could pick to exemplify. So it's not just saying, you know, let's find a pasuk that has this word. It's trying to, what is the pasuk that can give us the motivation and better understanding for this word. So starting in source Dala, so the Abudraham says, Ochila la'el, Hashem alken ochil lo. So that's source Dala. It comes from Eicha. Chelki Hashem amra nafshi alken ochil lo. The Lord is my portion. I say with a full heart, therefore I will hope in him. Alken ochil lo. Therefore I will hope for him. So it's translated, I will hope for him. Akavelo. I've seen in other places, I yearn for him. So there's an interesting explanation of this I found in the Kedusha Levi about this pasuk, and also relates to tefillah in general. source hay. Hoki Hashem amar nafshi al kein ochilo. Yevor al derech mashal le'adam ashir she'ayalo ohev ish ani. So you can imagine two men. There's a rich man and a poor man. The rich man gave the poor man all of his sustenance, all of his parnasa, the rich man gave to his poor friend. And afterward there was a fight and the rich man cut the poor man off. And later on, the rich man calls up the poor man and says, my friend, I'm welcoming you back. You're back. I want to be your friend again. I want to love you again. I want to be friends again. The poor man's going to expect the rich man's friends with him again, just as before the rich man had provided all of his sustenance and given him parnasa and provided his needs, so too. Now the rich man had cut him off, but he's going to reinstate him into his full status of receiving shefa. Ken anachnu Yisrael, so to us, Am Yisrael. Af al pisha anachnu ata begalut, even though now we are in galut, in the mashal, it's the rich man cut the poor man off. Kevan, sheyesh yitorut ha'elyon, now that Hashem is wanting to welcome us back, aleyon aleinu, sheanachnu chelak Hashem elokai, vizehu, that we think that now we're going to be able, we're coming back, we have full status, as part of Hashem's chedek. That's why we say our nefesh will say, Chalki Hashem, we're thanking God that we're being brought back into guard. Maybe we're in galut, God was angry at us, but we're getting our full status back. We're reminding ourselves that we're part of Hashem's chedek. This is why I hope for him. This is what these words mean. We are hoping, not just, this is a hope, especially after a time where we're far away from Hashem. We're in galut, a national galut, a personal galut. And we're coming back. Rosh Hashanah is the day where we come back and we say it's a new year and we say we have regrets for things in the past. And we say, now we're remembering that Hashem, and maybe we had difficulties in the previous year, maybe we had things not going right. But now, al ken ochilo, we are hoping for Hashem, and we're looking forward to reinstating the relationship as it was in the future. So that's ochilo lakel. We are awaiting Hashem. Achale panav, Abu Draham says that comes from al shem chiliti panecha b'chol lev. Source of Av, in Tehillim, chiliti panecha b'chol lev chaneini chimatecha. I have implored you with all my heart. Have mercy on me in accordance with your promise. Chiliti panecha. It's interesting. Chiliti is very similar to the very first word. Ochila l'Hashem, achale panav. We have hope in Hashem, and now our hope is leading us to be imploring, to be beseeching. The Targum says, tzaleti kadamach, we're praying in front of you. Metzudat Av in Source Zion says, chiliti, inyan bakasha kmo vayichal Moshe. Vayichal Moshe is when Hashem, the Moshe implored Hashem. After Hashem said, I'm going to destroy Bnei Israel because they made Negel Azav. And Vayichal Moshe was imploring, he was begging Hashem for forgiveness. For, again, something we're coming back from, a national tragedy, a huge sin, monumental sin against God. And this is an imploring with all of our hearts for Moshe, in this case, in the case of this prayer, Ochilo Hashem, La'el Achale Panav, we are hoping for Hashem to bring us back into his relationship. Achale Panav, we are hoping to beseech him, to beg in front of him, to implore him. Eshalam imenu manel Hashem. So, Eshalam imenu, Abu Draham says, comes from Achat Shalti Meit Hashem. Achat Shalti Meit Hashem is, maybe if people had to take a vote on what's the pasuk that you know the most, that's getting in Elul, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah, that might be it. Achat Shalti Meit Hashem Otav Akesh. One thing I ask from Hashem, this is what I ask. Shiyitzi Veit Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei Lachzor Benom Hashem Vakir Vechalo. I want to sit in the house of the Lord, I want to bask in His radiance. And so this is Sheila, the Abu Draham points out this pasuk. Sheila, Eshela Mimenu Ma'amel Hashon, Eshela. Sheila there is definitely asking to be coming close into Hashem's presence. In Source Tet, an amazing little explanation from the Mea Shiloah. And if you don't remember anything else from what I'm saying, just remember this little tiny board. This is worth the whole thing, hopefully. The Mea Shiloah, the first the Rebbe from Izbich, the Rajna Rebbe. Shamati b'shem Rabbeinu Rebbe Bunam Zatzal Zichron Tzadik Kodesh Lebracha Shemar Shemecharen Sheshaval Me'et Hashem Shezeh Yeh Mekah Shelo. Mea Shiloah says that we read it the wrong way. Achat Shalti Me'et Hashem Kolon. What is the thing we're asking for Hashem? That Ota Avakesh Chief Tivet Hashem. The thing that we're asking for Hashem all the time that we should be asking for is that we should always be wanting to sit in the house of Hashem. Achat Shalti Me'et Hashem, and the thing that we're asking for is Ota Avakesh, that I always want to be asking for this. I always want to be having the ratzon to be coming close to God. So Ishalam Imenu, I want to have a constant asking for Hashem. I want to have a yearning to become close. Mane Lashon. Now, to learn, understand Mane Lashon, so the Abu Dirham points out the pasuk that is added to the end. La'adam mar chilev, u'mashem et ratzon, u'mashem mane lashon. Apparently, in the original Nusach, the Achilah Va'el ended before that pasuk, and then it was added in later. La'adam mar chilev. So we'll go over that pasuk now, even though it's said in, when we sing it now in Shul, it said later, it said, as part of the whole bakasha. La'adam mar chilev, u'mashem et mane lashon. So to translate this, let's understand it. La'adam mar chilev, Rashi says, source Yud, who so there asato dvarav bilibo? A person balances their own heart. A person arranges inside their heart, inside their thoughts, what it is they want to say. What are their kavanot? Kavanat halev, right? You have in your heart, you have in your head, before you're going to say, before you're going to daven for anything, hopefully you should be thinking about it. And that's totally up to us. La'adam mar chilev, it's up to us to decide what's inside of ourselves. U'me Hashem mane lashon. Mane lashon, ume Hashem, in the Malbim, in the next source. Sarich ezer mim romim shiyaneh mane tov. We decide our own kavanot, and it's with Hashem's help that we can say it out loud. I'm sure we've all had circumstances, situations in the past. You have a big meeting with somebody, you're going to ask somebody a serious question, and you have a whole nice formulation in your head about how you're going to say it, and then you come to the moment, and you don't know, and it all comes out as gibberish or other, or maybe you didn't know what, you walk into something, you don't know what you're going to say, and it comes out, the words come out beautifully. May Hashem manel, Hashem's guiding our mouth that we can express the things that we want to say. The final action, the Malbim says, of taking the thought and bringing it into fruition, actually speaking it, that is only with Hashem's help. Even saying the words comes from Hashem. So the Mane Lashon is Hashem helping us to express our actual thoughts. Another beautiful idea on this from the Mea Shiloah in Source Yud Bet. Every person has to decide how they're going to be, how they're going to act. Person, in general, I know I'm going to go to davening this much, I'm going to pray this much. Sometimes a person steps out of their normal seder. They will step a step higher. And when they do that, even if it's not the place that they've earned, they've worked so hard to get, they have one an instant of inspiration, and they can achieve a higher level of Kedusha, a higher level of Kavanah, a higher level of connection to Hashem. Hashem says, I'll help you out. I'll make this your chelek. A person is responsible for setting up their own heart, setting up their own kavanah. If you can succeed in doing that, Hashem can help you to bring that to fruition. Hashem can, that last little bit of taking that beautiful thought and bring it to real good, amazing fruition comes from Hashem. Even if it's going out of your comfort level, Hashem will help you and give you that last little push into there. That's Maneh Lashon. Eshalam imenu Maneh Lashon. We can understand now. We're asking for Hashem that we should always be wanting to become close, and that He should always be granting us the bracha of taking whatever meager thoughts and kavanah we have, and we have a little spark to go on the next, the highest level, and Hashem can help push us there and bring us to that place. Even if, you know, we're pasha people and we're not fasting every day of Elul. You have that instant in Rosh Hashanah where you can reach the high place, Hashem can help you bring there. And that's Maneh Lashon. So next, Ashir Bikal Am Ashir Uzo, which Rabbi Sachs translates, I shall burst out, in the midst of the congregated nation, I shall sing of his strength. It comes from the Budraham, says it comes from Tehillim, Perek Mem, Pasuk Yud, Source Yud, Gimel, Bisart, Tzedek, Bakal Rav, Ines, Vatay, Lore, Chaler, Hashem, Atay, Adati. So it says, Bikal Am, so the word Kahal, which probably appears hundreds, if not thousands of times, in all of Tanakh. So the Budraham says it comes from this Pasuk. I proclaimed your righteousness in a great congregation. See, I did not withhold my words, O Lord. You must know it. Bisarti tzedek. Rashi says, Shira al hayam, bishira al habeer, shirat dvora. Bisarti tzedek b'kahal rav. B'kahal rav is talking about here, the kahal is not talking about your little minion. It's talking about all of Bnei Israel, national, amazing, humongous events, Shira Layam, Shira Labe'er, Shira Dvorah, national times when the nation of Israel was saved. And the Shira here, the Kahal we're talking about, is not just our little Kahal. And that's it's a beautiful translation that Rabbi Sachs says, in the midst of the congregated nation. You could say, Asher Bikalam, when the people are gathered together, when we have a minyan in Rosh Hashanah, then that's when I'm seeing this. But no, we should realize that Bikal Am is not just my minion. It's everybody. Rosh Hashanah is for everybody. For all of Bnei Israel, for all the Jewish people, Bikal Am, we're all congregated that day, even if we're all davening in different places. And that's maybe what the Abraham's trying to say by referencing this passage. Ashira Uzo comes from Tehillim, source Yud Dalid. I include a little bit more of this because it's in the beginning. L'manseach al tashchet v'David michtam v'shloch sh'u v'shmur t'abayit amitom. It's Tehillim that here, the first pasuk in the parak of Tehillim is giving what's the reason that David's praying. It's because Shaul's trying to chase after him to kill him. Hatzileini me'arivai elokai mikom ma'itzak benin, save me from my enemies, from the ones rising up against me to destroy me. Save me from the people who are sinning against me, from the people that are bloodthirsty. Save me. People who have azut, who are azim, these strong people are standing up against me. Skip to the end. Now the pasuk that the Abudraham focuses on, Vanir, Vani Ashir Uzecha, the people that had az, that strong people were up against me. David at the end is saved. Vani Ashir Uzecha, I will sing out loud for your strength in saving. You stood up for me. I will give you eternal thanksgiving. You were the person. You saved me at the time when I had the most tzara, which is definitely a sentiment that we should hopefully relate to on Rosh Hashanah. We have a time of tzar. It's a time of, we learn. It's some sort of a din happening, and it's definitely a time where we can go, everything in the world is going before Hashem for judgment. What bigger image of strength can we have than that? And we can see David HaMelech is saying this to him, that it's for his personal salvation. In the Midrash on the Shemot Rav, in the next source, says it differently. Vani Ashir Uzecha, talking about Az Yashir. He's talking about that tilavo on the Yom of Triat Amitim. It's talking about Shirat Hayam. The Ashir Uzecha is a time that Uzecha is referring to how we as individual people can see God's strength and we are completely humbled and awed by it. And it's also us as a nation are still specks of dust compared to that. And either way, it's Ashir Uzecha. Abia Renanot Be'ad Mifalav. Abu Draham says, Rinanot, joy, joyousness, praises. Kmo Chelev Adeshin Tispa Nafshi V'sivtei Renanot Yalopi. Source that Zion. I am sated as with a rich feast. I sing praises with joyful lips. The Malbim has a beautiful image here. I sing praises with joyful lips. Why is it compared to Chelev Vadeshin? I am being given fats and goodness. Good food will give, and this is giving sustenance to my soul. The Malbim says, Shezev Mazon HaNefesh. Tefillah is the food for your soul. This could be a little bumper sticker. Moshe Katav HaKuzari, Sev HaKuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Levi says, Moshe Aguf HaGashmi Tzarichu El HaMazon V'lo Yichel Biladav. Your physical body needs food and it cannot survive without food. Ken Mazon HaNefesh Hi HaTefillah. The food for your soul is tefillah, is davening. Shetibak El Shorsha HaRuchani. That you can connect. The food connects to your physical being. The tefillah connects to your spiritual being. Moshe Mazon Agufu Shalosh Pamim Bayom. We eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. Kain, when do we daven? Erev, Aboker, V'tzoraim. We also daven. We have to also give sustenance to our spiritual self three times a day. Asicha Ve'ema. And those are the rinanot that we're referring to. The Abu Draham is pointing out. Abia rinanot. We are going to be overflowing, expressing these praises for Hashem that are really such a close connection to our spiritual selves. Be'ad mifalav. What is be'ad mifalav? Another idea that's very close to Rosh Hashanah, that's been connected a lot to Rosh Hashanah. Source Yudchet. Kol pa'al Hashem lema'aneu v'gam rasha v'yom ra'a. All of the actions of Hashem are for Him. And even the things that happen to a bad guy on a bad day. Okay? Kol pa'al Hashem lema'aneu. Or as we are familiar from Rabbi Akiva, Koman, David, Rahman, the Tavavi, everything is for the best. What is the Rambam gives a nice synopsis of this? Hinei kol asher pa'al Hashem yitbarachu letachlit uletoelet. Everything Hashem does is for the good, is for a purpose, and is for a benefit. The gam mashet yiresh yuzak rasha liyom ra'a. Even if something bad happens to somebody, uletoelet, even that's also for a good thing. Even for the reason that people can learn lessons from bad things happening to themselves. So in the prayer we say, we don't just say, I'm going to thank you for all the times that I got a raise in salary. It's for everything we're going to be receiving. I'm going to be overflowing with prayer, with praises. And even if we understand right away how it's for the best, we know that it's for the best. The next pasuk, Adam Archidev Meadonai Mane Lashon, now comes more into focus from the previous psukim that we learned in the beginning. It's a beautiful synopsis that, again, we're stating that we have our own planning in our hearts. But Hashem is the one who will decide what comes out. So next I want to go into a source from the Likutei Moharan for Rabbi Nachman in source Chaf, and this is an amazing image of tefillah. Kiko dibor v'dibor hu olam alei. Every time you speak, it's like you're opening a whole world. U'kshe'adam omed li'palel, when a person is going to stand up to daven, u'medaber dibor tefillah, and you're speaking the words of prayer, azayhu melaket tzitzim u'prachim v'shoshanim na'im. It's like you're going in a, imagine you have a beautiful garden inside you, and you're picking the words you're going to say, and you have beautiful flowers and roses and amazing things you're picking. Like as if you're going through a walk in the field. And when you're about to speak, the words that you're picking from inside yourself are like beautiful flowers, and you're picking one by one, creating the biggest bouquet. Until you make a beautiful arrangement of flowers. You gather more grosei aguda acheret u'mechabram yachad. You gather two arrangements, you put them together. V'chein hulech u'laket u'mekabetz kam v'kam akodot yafim na'im. You're ending with a beautiful, a truck's worth of arrangements of flowers just to get your first word out. It'd be amazing if you'd be zoche for this. Mochen hu hulech b'tfila me'od do'ot. So too, when we daven, you go from letter to letter. Ad shemitchabrim kama otiyot v'naaseh mehen dibor. Until you combine the sounds of a few different letters and you make from this the sound that's coming out of your mouth. V'chein oseh b'tivot shlimot. And then you gather groups of words. V'achar kach nitchabrim shtei ativot. You say one word after the next. Baruch atah. V'achar kach olech u'melaket yoter ad shegomer bracha achat. When you say a full bracha, it'd be amazing if we could have kavanot like this. You say a full bracha, but inside you're gathering all the goodness that you can and pouring them into even these simple words of a bracha. V'achar kach melaket yoter v'yoter v'olech me'avot v'gvurot v'migvurot v'kdushot v'chein olech l'halan yoter. Mi yifa'er godel pe'er alikutim v'akibutzim shadam melaket v'mekabet v'didurei tzvila. Who can understand how amazing the different combinations of thoughts and kavanot we can have when we daven? Amazing images. It's hard. I mean, it's hard personally to relate that to the way I daven. I mean, really. What? Maybe I need to go to Oman. I don't know, but I've never personally had a davening like this. Maybe one word in a davening per year is like this. But it's something to aspire to. And in some ways, this seems to be going a little bit at odds with what we said, Me Hashem Ma'aneh Lashon. Hashem is helping us to arrange our words. Also, when I first read this, you think this is about Rabbi Nachman, it's about a person doing Yitzvot, and they're pouring out, they're making up their own davening, they're speaking to Hashem. But he says at the end, this is Holech Me'avod Migvurot, Migvurot Migdushot. That's talking about Tfilat Shemona Asrei that we see every day. Avot, Gvurot, Kedushot. Those are the first three brachot in Shemona Asrei. So it's we all say the same words, but we could just say the words like I always say them, or we could say, or people have the capability of saying them like Rabbi Nachman describes here. And maybe the Ma'aneh Lashon that we're looking for Hashem is the ability to help in that translation from our Kavanot into, and we can appreciate that every word that we're saying could be made up of this beautiful bouquet of Kavanot and thoughts and ideas that this too can I believe ties into the whole idea of this prayer of the nice Vatayti Stach. Hashem, help me open my mouth and let the praises pour out. There's there's a Machzor Masorot HaRav. It's all the commentaries on the bottom are all taken from works of Rav Soloveitchik, edited by Dr. Arnold Lustiger. So from there, there's a paragraph that I copied here. It's paradoxical and absurd that lowly man should have the arrogance to crown God as king. The series of verses starting with these words thus constitutes a license to approach God and declare him as king. We have the audacity to be about to say Seder Malchio, to be crowning Hashem, and we're gonna now say those Pesukim, like who are we to crown Hashem? So these we're asking now permission to do this. This prayer therefore performs the introduction to the blessings of Malchios. The Chazan himself has already asked permission for such an approach in the earlier prayer, Eyeim Pipiot Shulchanka. But the Rav points out that we already asked, the Chazan already asked permission earlier. It's a little bit boring if you're in the Tzibur prayer right before the silent Amidah of Musaf. Everybody sits down after the big shofar blowing, and everybody sits down, and the Chazan says, Hineni Hani Amimas, right? I'm coming before you, Hashem, to give you give me permission to beseech for your nation, a long prayer, asking the Chazan to ask permission. So if the Chazan already asked permission, so why we have another? Why are we asking permission again here? The Rav Soloveitchik said it's, and he further on, according to the Rav, the meditation of Achila La'el Dan, since it's not needed by the Chazan already asked permission. It actually recites that each individual can recite Malchus. The Chazan's reciting on behalf of each individual. The Rav says more. As such, however, it should really be the silent prayer as well. And there, the Rav, the commentary says that the Rav quoted his grandfather, Rav Chaim Alevi Soloveitchik, that he said, Lemase, that you should say Ochila La'el in the silent Shemona Esrei, because it really applies to each one of us. And this is at odds of the Torah. The Torah says you shouldn't do that. The Budraham, even at the end, says, V'nireh mitoch Ochila, in source Gimel, She'ein Liyachid Le'omro, it says, the Budraham says, I don't think an individual should say it. The Fishu Rishud, the Shaliach Tzibor, She'i Omer Bo, Asher Bikal Am, Oshir Ruzo, that it says, I'm doing it in a Kahal Am. So obviously it's the Shaliach Tzibor. The Rambam says, he's not so bothered by it, because he said, sorry, the Rav is not so bothered by it, because he says, my grandfather Rav Chaim said that the Rambam himself put this in his Siddur. The Rambam put it in his Siddur. This is his Tefillat Musaf. Obviously, the Rambam also said it. And I guess we can also maybe add more support to this from how we read it before. Asher Bikal Am, as Rabbi Sachs translated, it's not just our little Kihila. It's Kahal Am. It's the nation that went to Yamsuf. It's the congregation. It's everybody that is the Kahal today. If we're saying it with that Kavana, maybe it could also be something that would apply to every individual today. Now, the Masa, not suggesting we should deviate from the Nusaf and the Siddur, but the ideas are definitely something that we could transpose into our own Kavanot in our individual Tefillot. I just want to leave with the last source. It's a continuation from the Meshilach that I quoted earlier on Adam Archidev Umi Hashem Mane Lachon. And he finishes the explanation with a really beautiful mashal that I think could hopefully carry us all to God. B'zeu Hashem, the last source. B'zeu Hashem Enachal Kiva Kosiya Tatumich Gorali. Hashem is my portion and my cup. Atatumich Gorali, he decides my fate. She'Hashem Yitbarach Tomech Shelo Pasar Levar Be'oti Kefichal Ko. He helps me that I don't go. That's what it is alive to me. He be'met Hanikuda Be'adam Af Shi Tana Mikom Akom Tuchal Yitpashet Teretzal Hashem. That even though each individual is like a, we're like a speck of nothingness. Every person has yechasit, we have a small chelek. But still, even though it's ktana, mikom akom tuchal yipashet kiratzan Hashem. If Hashem wants, it can be amazingly huge. V'zeu ata tomech gorli, Hashem is really in charge of our fates. She'af makom shein adam yachol mitzido lalol lemala lemala zo, mikom akom ashin parach tomcho. Even though a person on their own can't get so high, Hashem has our backs. Kevan shiratzon Yisrael hu ritzono yitbarach. The ratzon of Hashem becomes the ratzon of Yisrael becomes the ratzon of Hashem. Kimashal melech. So there's a mashal of a king, and the king asked his sons, "Build me a building. Make me a nice building that I want to use." And the sons went, and the king, their father, went to them and said, "You know, we want to do the ratzon of our king, the father." And they went, they built as nice of a building as they could. Okay? It was a little bit loose. Nails were not knocked in all the way. You open the door, the hinge creaked open. The king wanted a nice building. He didn't want this little schwach building. But the sons really wanted to do the will of their father. They just weren't such good builders. We want to have a connection with Hashem, we're just not so good at davening. Amar Lahem, the king said to them, "Dai lifanai ritzon tem shiratzitim lasod ritzoni. It's enough for me that you really wanted to do well. V'ani yashlim abinyan be'atzmi. And I'll finish the building up. Don't worry about it. V'chein Yisrael roim shekol ma'asam hu rak livarer shiratzonam hu ratzon yishen yikrach. That's really our goal, is to see that our ratzon, we need to get our ratzon to the point where it's also, we want to do the right thing with Hashem. So hopefully this can help be something that can bring us into davening on Rosh Hashanah and for the rest of the year.
Yeah.